Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's episode of the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado. And in this week's episode, I am going to go over 5 ways to nurture your spirit. Now, why is this important? Well, because we're still in January, and what a better way to kick off the new year than starting to practice or step into self-love practices and nurturing your own spirit. I believe that having a bold willingness to satisfy your spirit is all about embracing a mindset of growth, of self-discovery, and most importantly, of fulfillment. I am a true believer in if we are fulfilled and our cup is full, then we can give freely to other people. You cannot give from an empty cup. You can only give from the overflow if you want it to be sustainable. So I'm going to go over 5 ways to cultivate having this attitude of nurturing your spirit. So 1 is embracing vulnerability. Now, I know that the majority of people, when they hear the word vulnerability, they want to shut down. They want to go, ooh, no, who wants to be vulnerable? I get it. If you look up vulnerability in the dictionary, I believe the first definition is open for attack. Now, that's not what I mean. When I'm talking about vulnerability, I'm talking about the transformational definitions of vulnerability and wanting to embrace vulnerability because that creates connection, that creates love, that creates kindness, that creates compassion. Being open and vulnerable is a way to satisfy your spirit. This means being honest with yourself about what it is that you really want in life. Sitting down and having a one-on-one or having those deep dive conversations with yourself. Identifying what your desires are, your fears, what your goals are going into 2024. I think embracing vulnerability allows you to break down barriers and connect more deeply with your true self or your higher self. And that's going to pave the way for an authentic satisfaction within you. The 2 is stepping out of your comfort zone. We've all heard the saying that comfort kills or life is right outside of your comfort zone and all of those things. Growth occurs when you step out of your comfort zone. That's so real. So challenge yourself and try new things. Explore different perspectives. Go outside and try different activities that maybe you previously said no to. See in this new year where you can start pushing your boundaries. I know that that can be scary, but listen, you know your boundaries, and then you know how to press up against them, if you will. Pressing up against your own boundaries, I believe, is going to lead to new experiences, and one more time, it's going to lead to a deeper sense of fulfillment, which is what this year should be all about. The 1 is setting meaningful goals. And what I mean by meaningful is goals that align with your passions and your values. Setting these meaningful goals that are going to provide you a sense of purpose and direction. Things that are congruent with your vision. Now, the goals can be big or small. They can be short-term or long-term. It doesn't matter. The key is to make sure that they resonate with your inner desire or inspire you to take action that is moving forward in the direction of your dreams or your goals or your vision. 1 is practicing self-reflection. So this ties in to the 1 where we're embracing our vulnerability. Sitting down and having self-reflection or regular self-reflection allows you to check in with yourself and assess how you're feeling, how you're doing, what you've been accomplishing, where you want to go, where you've been stopping, and be vulnerable with yourself, be open with yourself, and don't sell out with yourself. Bust yourself. If you know you're stopping and you know that you could be giving more and you're not and you're playing small, you get to call yourself out. Now, you can journal about this, you can meditate, you can simply spend quiet time alone. All of these things are going to help you gain clarity on what you want to cultivate, and it's going to create a deeper connection with your spirit. And then the 1 is going to be making sure that you prioritize your self-care. If you listen to this podcast, you know this is all about embodying greatness. This is all about continuing being on a self-love journey. So prioritizing self-care, and I don't mean just because it's the new year and it's a resolution type thing. I mean, in 2024, start prioritizing it as a long-term goal. Taking care of your physical, your emotional, your mental, your spiritual well-being. All of those things are essential for satisfying your soul. Participating in things that bring you joy, hanging out with friends, going on a vacation, staying home and hanging out with your pets, reading more, listening to audiobooks, anything that brings you joy, practicing mindfulness exercises, getting back into the gym, nourishing your body with healthy foods and juices, staying hydrated, all of those things, ensuring that you're getting enough rest. When you prioritize self-care, you create the foundation for a more fulfilling life. And that's what this is all about. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. To recap, if you can, grab a pen and paper and write these things down. 5 ways to nurture your spirit. Again, 1 is embracing vulnerability. 2 is stepping out of your comfort zone. 3 is setting meaningful goals, meaning the goals that align with your passion and your values. 4 is practicing self-reflection on a regular basis. And then 5 is prioritizing self-care. And again, not just because it's the new year, but doing this as a long-term goal. You practice these 5 things regularly throughout these next couple months, you're going to see a difference. You're going to see a difference on how you show up for yourself. And then, of course, by extension, how you show up to other people. People are going to notice. You're going to be vibing on a higher frequency. Anyway, that's all I have today. It's not a huge episode. Go back and listen to it a couple times. Write down these things. If you know anyone who you think could benefit from these, send this to them. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something new. If you want to keep exploring topics that I cover, please be sure to subscribe and stay up to date with all of the episodes. Conversation doesn't have to end here. So follow me over on social media, share your thoughts, connect with other people in my community, connect with me. If there's any topics that you want me to deep dive in, send me a message. I'd be happy to explore anything. And until next time, let's keep learning and growing and exploring the world around us together. And I'm going to leave you like I leave every episode. So remember that you are in charge of your happiness. So go out and create something amazing today just because you say so.